Lately, it seems like all the news about birds is bad. Seabird breeding populations crashing, the effects of the hurricane on birds, dwindling wetland and grassland habitat. It all seems ominous and grim. But one story that hit Duluth's News Tribune and Minneapolis Star Tribune yesterday made me angrier than sad. This was about four Carlton County men who killed over a dozen owls last year and were caught. The Star Tribune story noted that state conservation officers say they have other suspected violators they'd like to charge if they get more evidence. Why would anyone shoot these birds? One blamed them for a dip in the ruffed grouse population. Another said owls attacked his pheasants. The case results. Jacob Line admitted to a federal agent that he had shot an owl that was feeding near Cromwell in January and was fined $850. Roy Line admitted to shooting and destroying an owl and also was fined $850. Moloskach admitted to shooting four owls and will pay fines and restitution totaling $3,400. Warner admitted to shooting eight owls with .22 and .22 250 caliber rifles. Warner later pleaded guilty to violating the Migratory Bird Treaty Act for his role in killing great gray owls and faces fines and restitution totaling up to $6,800. Warner will be sentenced October 24th in U.S. District Court in Minneapolis, and his hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges could be suspended for 2 years. Now, I'm not sure what a fair fine is for shooting these birds. The Raptor Center spent thousands and thousands of dollars last winter trying to keep sick and injured owls alive, on average much more than $850 per bird. And the total fines added up to less than $12,000, which I'm sure didn't come close to covering the costs of the state and federal government in apprehending and dealing with these criminals. Meanwhile, not one of them has had to serve any jail time or community service time, even though putting in some voluntary hours at the Raptor Center would not only fit the crime, but might also open at least some of their minds and hearts to the role owls have in the natural world. Worse yet, only one of the four is facing just a possibility of losing hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges, and for no more than 2 years. The Star Tribune noted that Moloskach said he knew that the birds were protected, but that he shot them because, quote, "There's no grouse around here anymore. I took it upon myself to address the problem." This is the kind of action based on ignorance of the natural world that gives a black eye to legitimate hunters. I'm shocked that at least three out of four of these men, maybe all four, will be out there hunting legally this year. The National Rifle Association claims that people who use firearms in the commission of crimes should be punished strongly, but this hardly seems strong punishment to me. People using firearms to commit egregious crimes against state and federal wildlife laws really should lose their hunting privileges at the very least for a year or two, and in the worst cases, for a lifetime. They shouldn't be trusted back out there alongside the decent law-abiding hunters who honor regulations and try their best to protect natural resources. When men such as these, at least some not even showing any remorse, get to keep their hunting privileges, it's harder for the non-hunting public to believe hunters' claims of being true conservationists. So it's the law-abiding hunters who must press the DNR to set stricter penalties for this kind of violation. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.